So good news, we're in the home stretch. The next and final area in your life which will really just bring everything to fruition, no matter what you're going after, if it's a career move, if it's a personal life achievement, if it's a personal milestone that you've been looking to do, looking to make for several years, you'll never get there on your own. And so what this last part of the program that we focus on is your village, growing, what I like to call growing your village. Now, if it's a career change that you're looking to make, I would call this growing your professional village, but it doesn't have to be. It's basically really opening up yourself to growing a pipeline and a network of people to help you, because we will not get there on our own. I didn't get anywhere on my own doing what I do, whether it be in my professional career, whether it be doing what I do here within our shoes, working with my students, even on a personal level. And that's really what all of my other students have found in the work that they've done. You have to be open and really approach the unapproachable and getting ready to really start forming a very tight-knit support network that you can lean on, not just for, you know, your current need or your current want. This is a lifetime pipeline for you, and to really start opening up yourself. Now, how do we get started doing that? How would you start? Well, the first thing you need to do, what I tell my students, is put down the assumptions that you make about other people, especially with regard to other women. Because as women, and I've been guilty of this as well, we tend to pigeonhole people into categories, which may or may not be true, or from other people's opinions of others that we've heard. If that's something that you catch yourself doing, and you really become more self-aware of it once you hear advice such as this, you then are able to move in the direction of letting someone else support you. And I know that that's a difficult move to make. It sounds so counterintuitive, because you need and want so much support no matter what you're doing in your life. But at the same time, it's so difficult for us to really put down the armor, right? Stop being the one man or one woman army all the time and really allow that to come into your life. So let me just talk about some areas that will help you get there, just to get you to that opening up of a network for you. The number one reason why you won't ask someone for help is because of pride. We believe inherently that we're bothering someone else, that we're bothering another person if we ask them for help, if we ask them to give us their time. The next most popular reason why we won't reach out is that we have an inherent belief that the system, and system could be a business system, business network, or, a personal thing, but any system, is not set up for women to be friendly and to support each other. So if you're looking to seek the advice of another female, then you're carrying around in your head a female stigma that they will not want to help you. And that might be true. I'm not saying that it's not, but that could also pertain to men as well. So just dismissing that belief and putting your guard down, right, and your pride, and allowing another person, and especially if they're a woman, to allow yourself and have the courage to allow someone else to help you and to support you, and to allow them to be the best version of themselves. And I actually always use myself as an example, because I've never had any female mentors in my entire career, or even in my personal life. I've mainly been guided by men, and I did not find a whole lot of women supporting me other than my own family and my own friends early on in my life. Later on that changed. But today my mission is to support women, and I didn't have a strong backbone from women, personally. So I didn't use that to prove the system wrong. It's just, supporting women in my life is my mission, but I didn't have it to lean on as my background. And I didn't let that become an obstacle in what I wanted and what I seek to do. So my message really here is put down any stigmas that you have about other women and assuming that they don't want to support you. because there are lots and lots of women like me who do. Rejection, that's really the third reason. It's easy to say, don't be afraid of rejection. And I get that. Putting yourself out there isn't easy, especially if you work very closely with someone or you feel like you have a lot to lose by even asking a question or whatever it is that you need from another person. My message here is you really have to think about what you have to lose. Okay. If you're holding yourself back because you have a fear of rejection, then I want you to ask yourself this question. If it doesn't pan out, if it doesn't work out where whatever you requested, you know, flops, what have you lost? Have you lost anything really? And usually the answer is no, there's no risk at all. So put yourself out there. If you didn't get a response from someone or a call back or you feel cold shoulder, it still feels really, really amazing to stretch yourself and just put yourself out there. Because the next time you will do it again, it actually makes you stronger. You would think that you just crawl back into your shell and don't even try after the first rejection. But actually what happens is the more and more rejection you get, the stronger and more affirmation that you get to keep going, because you've come to this, you know, this is really more towards the later part after all the work that you've done, but you've really substantiated in your mind what you stand for, what your purpose is, what your strengths are, right? All the things I spoke about earlier. So by the time you're out there, you know, schmoozing and asking people for support and really, you know, getting your feelers out there, and then with that, getting your rejection letters or your rejection cold shoulders, you just keep going and you actually become desensitized to it and you don't let it penetrate. You don't let it internalize. So it's actually a pretty amazing breakthrough. So what I like to focus on is really moving all those reasons why you wouldn't approach the unapproachable, moving the walls, and then going gutsy a little bit and talking about how you can connect with someone considered unapproachable and all the ways and methods and tactics that you can get in there and insert yourself into conversations or asking for what you want. Asking really for someone else to help you and not being afraid to move the wall. Now let's talk a little bit about the word networking. I actually do not like that word, networking, because it seems like it's a very businessy term and probably very cliche by now. But you do know and understand the word networking. You're put in a situation where, you know, you're literally there to find out about others and to make sure before you leave the room, they find out about you. Without going into how to network, I'm sure you know how to go through a room. What I'd like to focus on is the things that you're probably not maybe not focusing on, and which is very strategic, so that when you are in a room or in a situation or an event where you have so many people, which could really open up opportunities for you that are lying dormant, and now that you've moved, you're ready to move the wall and start asking for help, right? I'd like to just point some of these things out, which I tell my students, especially those who just need to get out of their comfort zone a little and stretch themselves by talking with strangers and asking key questions so that they remain memorable. Well, the first thing is basically maximizing your time, making sure that your time, if it's, you know, an hour and a half, that you don't spend too much time with one or two people, that you really are very aware and focused on how many minutes literally you want to spend work, you know, meeting someone, getting their card, slipping in and inserting yourself in what you're looking for, and then moving on to the next person. So really maximizing your time and being very opportunistic about, you know, how many people you can actually meet in a certain event. And also walking away from the people that you within a minute or two will not be a good connection for you and will not be a very good pipeline worthy resource. The other thing is when you're at any event, you really have to almost approach it as if it's your thing. It's your party. You called the event. So that as you're, you know, moving through the room, it's something where you've changed your mindset where everyone's there to meet you. And so if everyone were there to meet you, you would want to ask them what they're up to, you know, how are they, what you can do to help them, right? So just kind of shifting it around, you know, instead of looking at it as something where, what can I get out of this situation? What can you get out of this situation? And putting yourself in I want mode. Before doing that, just being very generous and giving first before expecting to receive, because that's what puts people at ease. This is what opens up a powerful space for both of you to share what each of you need, because once you start opening up and asking what someone else needs, making the first move generously, then of course, following that, the conversation turns towards you and asking why you're there, what you need, what you're looking to get out of it. And it can be something as simple and casual as an opening line, just as a thought, to say, "Hi, I'm Kate, and it's so nice to meet you. So what brought you here? Maybe I can be someone who can help you. And if you don't mind me asking, what is it that you're looking to get out of this event? I'd love to see if I can help or if there's a good fit." Okay? You're straight, you're direct to the point, and you're giving generously. You're not expecting anything right away. And as I said earlier on, it is a strategic way of making sure you grow a pipeline and very opportunistic on one hand. But at the same time, it's also keeping you very authentic, because with everything that you want to do in your life, you want to give before you receive. And once you do that, the light, you know, spins around on you, and then all of a sudden you're receiving something in return. So I live my life this way. I've always worked my career and my business this way, and teaching my students, they have made so many powerful connections and so many doors have opened just by really putting yourself in a place where, yes, of course you're looking to get something for you and to put yourself in I want mode, but doing it with grace and really being there for others as well, because as we said earlier, right, making it a win-win for everybody. So once you start the conversation and listen generously, keyword being generous, to what the other person needs, you'll just notice how they'll just be at ease, they'll relax, and they will always turn around after they're done talking about what they're most proud of in their life, and asking you what you're looking for and what you need. You can ask a compelling question. You can ask their opinion on something. You can ask them questions about what they do for a living. Be curious about other people and wait, just wait. And inevitably the other person will ask what is it in the spirit of reciprocity that you need. And it just all comes together from there. Now let me back up a bit. Before you actually attend an event or a situation, you know, where you're in a room with people that you could really open up doors and could really build your network and help you get to the next point in your career or personal life, you really have to ask yourself what it is that you want, and having that a success-driven mindset to consistently be prepared. And this can be, you know, it's not like you have to prepare days ahead of time, but it's literally setting your own agenda and asking yourself what it is that you want. Perhaps you want, just to let people know that you're on the job hunt and you're looking for transition, or you're looking for new clients, or you're looking for some advice, or you're looking for someone who knows someone who knows someone who could help you or support you. And that is actually a really key thought that I want to leave you with here. And that is, we assume that, you know, first degree connections are the ones that are going to make or break our network. You know, if this person is going to help me, they're going to help me all the way. Or if I meet someone and they're just, you know, not really doing it for me, well, I'm just going to discard them. Don't discard things which on the surface, or discard people who on the surface don't seem like they can make a difference to you, because you don't know where that person will lead you. And I have to tell you, this comes from my personal experience, where others have opened up doors through a connection from a connection. And it's also come through with every single one of my students. So do not discard where someone can lead you. Continue on with your signature speech. Set the agenda before you go into an event or a meeting or social gathering. Have a very precise focus on what you're looking to get out of it. But don't assume that person will not necessarily be a key resource into helping you fulfill what it is that you're looking for in your life. Okay, so this really concludes the five major areas that will change your mindset and your roadmap to what it is that you're looking for, moving into leadership shoes, moving into a place where you are empowered and finally you're in control, right? And I know what that feeling is like because I've been there and I've been in those shoes, and I've worked with so many people that have been there as well. And I'm just happy to have offered this to you, and I hope to hear back and hear the feedback that you've gotten and implemented in some of these steps. And they don't have to be synchronous, by the way. They do not have to be in sequence. They're all kind of blended together. I do a step by step here by showing you the five steps, but they don't have to be. You know, it's just imbibing it all, ingesting it, and then really implementing them as you know, things and doors start opening up. And that's so key, because that's when opportunities really happen, when now you're more self-aware and you're not in, you know, discard, you're not on an autopilot discard and reject mode, right? You're more open and more listening. You're listening more to what's around you, and you're more focused on what you're looking for. And things do start to attract towards you. So I hope you've enjoyed.